Massachusetts as Charlie Baker becomes second GOP governor to back impeachment probe. By Joshua Kaplan on September 27, 2019. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has become the second Republican chief state executive to come out in favor of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry over President Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it, said Baker, before conceding he has yet to read all of the written materials and allegations that are out there so far. Vermont Governor Phil Scott, R., a staunch Trump critic, was first to back the impeachment probe, saying in a statement Wednesday the move is appropriate. But lawmakers on Capitol Hill must further investigate the matter before reaching a conclusion whether to remove the president. House Democrats are moving expeditiously with an impeachment probe in light of a partisan CIA officer's so-called whistleblower complaint alleging President Trump pressured Zelensky during a July 25 call to probe the business dealings of Hunter Biden, the son of former vice president and 2020 White House contender Joe Biden. As Breitbart News reported earlier this year, Biden forced out former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin as he was investigating an energy company called Burisma Holdings, which was paying Biden handsomely as a member of its board. The former vice president even boasted to the Council of Foreign Relations last year that he had threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid unless the prosecutor was fired. He did not tell the audience about his son's role. Though Democrats claim the contents of the call, a transcript of which was released by the White House this week, show a clear attempt by President Trump to invite Ukraine to meddle in the 2020 election, Zelensky himself has passionately denied the allegation, saying he felt no pressure whatsoever from the president to probe the Biden family. "I think you read everything. I think you read text. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be involved to democratic open elections, elections of USA. No, sure, we had I think good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think and you read it that nobody pushed me." Zelensky, flanked by the president, told reporters at the United Nations in New York City. Though, what federal authorities have confirmed is complaints author did not listen to the Trump-Zelensky call and only possessed second-hand information, which as Senator Michael Braun, RN, told Breitbart News Thursday, amounts to hearsay. Further, the Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel's OLC affirmed the deep stater harbors a bias for a political rival of President Trump. Further, the complaint includes several inaccuracies, including the false claim stating Ulrich Brechbuhl, the counselor to the U.S. State Department, was present during the Trump-Zelensky call.